Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I'm recording this a little early for convenience's sake, so if anything drastic happens over the weekend, I'll have to comment on it later. Speaking of drastic happenings, the Las Vegas murders were so far beyond belief that my mind just couldn't believe a human being, no matter what his beliefs, could do such a thing. Of course, that brings up the gun control issue, where one individual causes the rest of those of us who have or have had guns for hunting, target shooting, or just collecting to be the target for those who would limit the access to or even ban guns altogether. I'm not going to get into it. If just one person runs a car into a crowd, nobody hollers to get rid of all cars. Most of you listeners know that I have had a lot of trouble with knees, having had 7 total knee surgeries. Thus, my truck license reads 7 knees. I have seen so many doctors and nurses and therapists and have been x-rayed, MRI'd, scoped, and poked, jabbed, and prodded, and have no modesty left. The doctors, nurses, technicians, aides, and other personnel have been so polite and thorough and have made tough times easier. When it comes to traveling in the car, I have to have a sidewalk to get me up to a level where I can get in to use a transfer board to get into the car. When I left the rehab unit, I was given a slippery shelf, and we made a transfer board from that, not thinking that it was made from flake board. Well, it broke. I didn't get hurt, but my friend Eric, who has Blue Ox Millworks, made me one from mahogany, which won't break. So now I have finished my run with Mad River Home Health, and I want to tell you listeners what a pleasant experience that was. Nancy is the boss of physical therapy, and Reed is the tech, and they are both very thorough, but will listen to your suggestions, and unless it is obviously not right, will let you try your ideas. The nurses and occupational therapists are knowledgeable also and are well-versed in their jobs. So thank you, Mad River Home Health. Coming up on Friday, October 13th, the Humboldt Harmoniers will present our annual Beer and Peanut Show at the Azalea Hall in McKinleyville. The concert will start at 6:59 and tickets are $12, including refreshments. We will present the same venue in Fortuna at the River Lodge on Friday, October 27th. Same price, $12. There will be sing-alongs and the performers will serve the refreshments during the breaks. We do card, so please do not try to drink beer unlawfully. There will be a ladies group and a couple of quartets performing as well. In my last comment, I expressed my thoughts about moving the city corporation yard to Cutton and the sports fields by the National Guard Armory. I'm glad they dropped that idea. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.